This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
Obviously today you've got a great lineup of British bands. I was talking to, you know, some other guys, Don Broco, Manu Knox, Jimmy Six, all these guys are sort of friends or part of the British scene. Yeah. But for you guys as well, you've got, you know, While She Sleeps are here.
Marmosets
are here as well.
Yeah.
And obviously some American metalcore bands that I think you've toured with, Mice and Men, Issues.
No, it's a really good lineup. I mean, it's credit to Dan, Radio 1, who curated the stage. You know, obviously, he worked at a radio station, so he's got his finger on the pulse. You know, he knows what's going on with this genre. And I mean, if someone put that lineup together as a tour, it'd be a big tour. You know,
it works. Yeah, sure.
I mean, you almost feel like the tent's not big enough for the lineup. You know,
and
it was yesterday, sort of from While She Sleeps onwards, the tent was just spilling out. You know, it needed to be double the size.
And of course, a
testament to the strength of the bands on there, you know.
Is that kind of a suggestion that you guys could take them to the main stage next year?
We did the main stage a few years ago, and it was weird for us, wasn't it?
It was weird, yeah. It wasn't our vibe, really.
I mean, it's obviously an honour. You get to play to a lot of people, but I feel like you really have to be on, like, another level, like, popularity-wise, you know, with this kind of crowd. Like, we could pull our weight maybe on a Downloader or Sonisphere crowd, a metal crowd, until you get to, like, the sort of level that, like, Yumi at Six are just starting to, they've just got to that, where they're, like, you know, arena level. And they can go and play, and 10,000 people will sing back at them, and there's 20,000 people going, oh, okay, I get this. But if we play and there's just a couple thousand people enjoying us, sing along or whatever, most of the crowd going, when is this racket going to shut up? I want to listen to Peace or whatever, whoever they are, you know. So it is really cool, but we would definitely like to, I mean, Radio 1 stage, NME stage, would be really, really cool. You know, that would be really cool. So maybe that in the future would be somewhere where we could go. I know, that would be really, really cool. That tent's enormous. And I like the tent, you know.
Yeah.
Gives it a different atmosphere.
Well, yeah, a lot of bands I've talked to said they prefer the tent atmosphere.
Definitely.
Yeah, it just sounds heavier.
Sounds
in the tent. You can hear people more.
Yeah, it keeps the sound, and so you can hear the crowd more as well.
No rain.
Yeah, no rain. And when it does rain, you're laughing. Yeah, everyone goes in there. So
Central for British.
Yeah, exactly. No, so yeah, I'd say Radio 1 stage would be, in the future, would be somewhere, or would be a tent we'd love to play.
Any plans for next year at all?
Yeah, we've got a headline tour in March in the UK, and we've got Europe just before it. We're stoked. Stoked to get out there. Every Time I Die, Bless the Fall, counterparts with us. So it's going to be a good time.
It's our biggest ever headline tour anywhere. I mean, we're playing the Roundhouse in London, which is sort of like, you know, that's our sort of second home, and that's like a big moment for us. You know, I never thought we would play a headliner room that can hold 3,000 people. You know, it's a massive, even just being able to announce the show, even if it doesn't sell any tickets, is a massive achievement. It's like a massive achievement. So yeah, we're really, really excited for that.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your style of music. Is it fair to say that you sort of used to sort of just write songs about whatever you wanted, but now they're kind of more of almost a political drive about them,
like
These Colours Don't Run? Is there any sort of anything specific that brought that out in you?
Oh, I just think it was sort of, there's only so many songs you can really write about girls, really, and just nothing. You run out of stuff and it becomes a bigger picture. It's still personal songs because it still affects us all, but like, it's, you know, it's kind of grown up really, and sort of thinking about things that mean a bit more than just sort of moaning. They have like a purpose and a meaning, and, you know, just put some more energy, like another level of aggression into the music as well.
Yeah, I'd say the first time I heard These Colours Don't Run, I thought the amount of energy and power you had in the words and the meaning, it was just about how heavy it was.
I think that's it. I think after that album and just realising how much more angry you could make it and how much more passionate you can make it, it was just a no-brainer really to continue down that path.